Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by StreamMate.com, the global leader in live streaming with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamMate creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamMate.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey, Skin.
Hey, Entry, I'm ready because I haven't been around for a while, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. How much fun have we been having interviewing all the StreamMate girls?
Yeah. We've done a lot of StreamMate interviews, but we, with summer and vacation and all that, we've run a few year top 10 lists, but Andrea, I'm ready. I got so much good nudity to get to. I actually held back today. Well, I can't jam, like, you know, we only have so much time, so I wanted to kind of hit the good stuff, and I'll get to some of the other nudity in the coming weeks when we have upcoming shows. But for today, I just thought, okay, what's the good nudity from movies and television that we haven't been able to talk about in the last couple of weeks, and what are those? And that's what I wanted to focus on today.
Well, you know, I like the good stuff. So if you're bringing just the good stuff, I'm all about
just
it.
A-list.
So
where are we going to start? Yeah, just
where
A-list
are we gonna
stuff
start?
Today.
TV?
Just A-list stuff today.
Perfect.
Well, let's start with TV because there's there's a new show called Sharp Objects. It's a mini series on HBO starring Amy Adams. And I haven't watched this episode. I did see the nudity, but I haven't watched the episode. I will be watching this because I enjoyed Big Little Lies, and this is kind of looks like it's going to be that quality, you know, a little mini, you know, an 8-episode series. And basically, Sharp Objects is there was a book by this Gillian Flynn, the one who did Gone Girl,
right?
And actually, the Big Little Lies director, and I think the movie Wild, Jean-Marc Vallée is the guy who did this. So anyway, excited about it. Amy Adams plays this troubled reporter, Camille Preaker, and she comes back to cover the murders of two young girls, and she's also trying to solve, there's like a puzzle from her past. That's you know, what I read about that this is. So anyway, I've heard really cool things. Her mom is played by Patricia Clarkson. And I'll tell you this, in the first episode, which aired last night, my guys went through it. She took two baths. So I was like, all right, this could be good. So we're cautiously optimistic of what's to come. But Amy Adams, who's done a few nude scenes, American Hustle, Psycho Beach Party, they were brief scenes each time getting into the bath, but nudity nonetheless. And yeah, I was pretty excited about this. So it's called Sharp Objects. And from what I'm hearing, there could be some more Skin in upcoming episodes. But Amy Adams, two brief nude baths in the first episode of Sharp Objects.
That's very promising, Skin. Very promising.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, Big Little Lies had really hot sex, and it was Nicole Kidman had some wild stuff, so hopefully we'll see some more. But anyway, and reviews were pretty good in the first episode of this, so looking forward to that.
Nice.
So second is the second thing I wanted to talk to, we had anxiously awaited Glow. So
gorgeous ladies of wrestling. Yeah. How could I forget, man? How could I forget?
Yeah, it's that Netflix series. And when season one debuted last year, it had the great Alison Brie nudity in the very first episode. And this is about these wrestlers in the 80s who performed for a wrestling organization in LA, and it's based on the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, of course, and lots of people dig this show. So we were anxiously awaiting season two because of all the great nudity that happened in the first season, or the fact that Alison Brie, who had never done a nude scene, did a really good one. Well, our guys went through all 10 episodes and got to tell you that it was a surprise. Now, Alison Brie was in a see-through top in episode 10, which was hot. Okay. But the highlight, and definitely one of my top 10 nude scenes of 2018, Betty Gilpin, who's a co-star with Alison Brie and Marc Maron. It's basically Alison Brie, Betty Gilpin, and Marc Maron.
Okay.
And you could see these the video clip we have of this, Andrea.
Oh, what? I'm looking at it, Skin. I'm watching it over and over.
Yeah,
and over.
She plays Liberty Bell. Debbie Egan's her character name, but her stage name's Liberty Bell. And Betty Gilpin is in the shower, and this Chris Lowell walks in and accidentally, he's like, oops, sorry. And she's like, don't worry about it. She is completely nude in the shower. And mm-hmm. Now, she had done, there was a show, Nurse Jackie, with Edie Falco.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On Showtime a few years ago, where she did do a topless scene, which was really good. But, Andrea, this is, I was talking to the guys in the content department, definitely top 10 nude scene of 2018. Episode 7 of Glow, Betty Gilpin in the shower and walking around completely naked in the locker room, really hot.
Totally naked. And I always love naked in the shower with high visibility. There's no glass doors. There's no steam. There's no water, you know, on a shower curtain to get in the way. She's just like in this open shower, water coming on her. So that's super hot because she has a crazy, her body is very voluptuous.
Yeah. And isn't it that 80s locker room with like the dingy lockers and stuff? Yeah, it's really a hot scene. I was shocked she got that naked.
She had done a nude scene before.
Okay, now here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Rack. Real or fake?
Yeah. Fake.
That's what we were saying. They're too firm. And is, I mean, we have it labeled fake at the website. I was just wondering what you thought.
Totally.
But, that butt is bootalicious.
Are we going real or fake on the butt? You know, nowadays, funny.
Do you know girls with fake butts?
Do I know girls with fake butts? I'm the only one who doesn't have one.
Explain a fake butt to the audience.
Oh my God.
How do you do it? And where do you go? And what does it entail? No pun intended.
Well, there's a few different procedures you can get done. And a couple people I know have gone to Mexico to get it for cheap. Other people I know spend $100,000 getting their complete body reshaped. So you can either get implants. I have a few girlfriends with the implants, and
they
look horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they do not look good at all because it's like they have these skinny little legs and they don't work out at all. And then they got like these implants put on. So it just looks weird.
I don't like that. Have you ever touched implant butt? Like, what does it feel like?
It feels hard. And it depends on how much fat they have over the implant. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some can look really good. But I've talked to different plastic surgeons about this when I've interviewed them.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the best candidates for this are people who work out and people who aren't like super, super skinny, because then it's going to be more natural looking. There's also a fat transfer that you can do. So what a lot of women do is they get their stomach liposuctioned.
And then they put it in their ass.
And then they put it in their ass.
You could do that in your boobs too, you know.
You could, totally. It's like, that just seems too aggressive for me, but I know several, I'm talking several women who've done it.
I had no idea. Now, would you say Kim Kardashian has done that?
Oh my God. She's the one who like put it on the map. She's the reason everyone's doing it for sure. And obviously I can't say on good authority cause I don't know, but a lot of my, Armenian friends who like, you know, just are in her kind of circle, they tell me who her doctor is, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, whoa. But it's all hearsay. So
you think without that, she would have like a skinny butt? Like
who, Kim?
Yeah.
No, I think she had a big butt to begin with, but it kind of became what she was known for.
Legendary.
So she just went a little over the top. It's like, look at Kylie, for example. She had nothing. And now she has this huge, you know, hip measurement and ass and boobs out of overnight. That just doesn't happen. I mean, I had a growth spurt too, but yeah. All it left me with was some stretch marks. So it's like, you know what I mean?
I got to say, I'm naive to butt implants. I never think about it.
Well, you know, it's probably a coastal thing. I know it's super popular in LA. I know it's super popular in Miami. I don't know about the rest of America or the world.
But do you think actresses do it?
100%. Why wouldn't you? Because you don't have to go over the top like Kim Kardashian. You can go very minuscule. And one of my personal friends has done it so naturally that I wouldn't have known had she not told me. But it looks really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what happens when you're 60? Do they have to be like adjusted or, you know?
I think it's just like any other part of your body. You need to start working it out to keep the muscles firm underneath. And, you know, if you might have to get a lift, but that would be just like any other plastic surgery you would elect to do at that time. You know?
I truly didn't know the extent of butt implants. And we're going to have to do category at our website because we do fake breasts and real breasts. Do I have to do fake butt and real butt? That's unprecedented.
I don't know. I mean, and I just brought it up because Betty Gilpin, I hope she's natural, but she does look like she has that perfect kind of S-curve lift or look where it's like been whittled out and then put in. I can't say that for sure, but maybe she's the type of body that women try to emulate.
I guess that's a compliment, and I have to say that about girls with great fake breasts where I don't know if they're real or fake. That's a compliment because usually my argument is they're so perfect they have to be fake, but if they're real, more power to you. But yeah, that's a butt that like it just is a power butt. It's a power butt.
It's Betty a power Gilpin. Butt. Yeah. And also, too, when I see that a woman does have, you know, a really good boob job, because even though we did say hers look really firm, look at the shape. It's a really natural, beautiful teardrop shape, super full. It makes me think, she has a really good plastic surgeon. She's not afraid of plastic surgery. What's to say that butt isn't, man-made?
Yeah. Well, in glow terms, it's a booty slam. So anyway, so we have to move on, but I'm fascinated.
We could talk ass off.
Yeah, I could talk butt implants forever, but I really, truly was naive to that world. And thanks for enlightening
my,
me.
My pleasure.
Yeah, but anyway, okay, so more TV since we've been gone. There's that show Yellowstone that I'm pretty sure I talked to you about. It's from... So there used to be Spike TV, and now they rebranded it Paramount. And there's a new show called Yellowstone starring Kevin Costner. It's about a ranching family in Montana. Mm-hmm. And they've only had two episodes. And the first episode, his daughter, played by Kelly Riley, had a nice topless scene. And then in the second episode last Wednesday, this Kelsey Asbaugh is her name. She was nude in the shower. You could see through the see-through curtain. It's a brief scene. But what's interesting about her is she was actually on a Disney TV show called Pair of Kings. Now, you wouldn't know this show, but like if you have kids and stuff, like they watch Pair of Kings. And she was on the show. She was a recurring character and for many episodes. She was also on, she played Gigi on One Tree Hill. So she's been around, and it's kind of cool when someone from Disney like grows up and does a nude scene. It's kind of
best.
Yeah,
I
it's
love
pretty
it.
Wild. And anyway, so, and then my Skin Scouts tell me that have already seen episode 3, which will air Wednesday this week, that there will be more Kelly Riley nudity in episode 3. So we're all celebrating the new show Yellowstone, getting good reviews, people that have watched it that I've talked to like it. And,
cool.
It's from the same director as Wind River, who, by the way, Kelsey Asbill had a brief nude scene in that also. And it's pretty cool. So, yeah, Yellowstone, Paramount Network, formerly the Spike TV. And you could check out some good nude scenes there.
And now it's time for our StreamMate Cam Model Spotlight of the Week. And I am so excited, Skin, to talk to Lady Sarah XO. Hey, Lady Sarah, how are you, love?
I'm good. Doing great. Just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
Weather.
You know, Skin and I are always so interested in the lives of cam models because it seems like you can work from home. You can be hanging out and then kind of hop on and make some money when you feel the notion, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I did last night. I was actually hanging out and we're shopping. So we're just kind of hanging out and we had to go to a hotel and just get on cam.
That's so cool. It's like the dream life. So I'm going to paint the picture for everyone listening about what Lady Sarah looks like so they can get a visual. She's 5'5", 125 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes, nice slender body. Now you're a D cup, and by the look of your pictures, I'm assuming they're natural. Is that accurate?
That's 100% real. Yes.
Skin, high five, man, right?
Yeah, this is my, right up my alley here.
And you have a very wholesome look. Like, you literally look like the girl next door.
Oh my God, you guys are making me blush.
Hey, it's the truth. You got it all going on. We want people to know.
I appreciate it.
And something that I found intriguing about you is that you're a bear hug babe. Now, I love hugging. Like, I love big bear hugs. What is a bear hug, babe? And is that kind of where what it's about, or is it something totally different?
It's completely different, actually. There's a promoter on Twitter called Bear Hug Cam Girls.
Oh, okay.
He follows all the cam girls, and he promotes them. And he started using a hashtag Bear Hug Babe so that he could keep the promotion separate. And I was one of his first models, so that is what a bear hug babe is. I actually have a shirt that says bear hug babe, and then on the back says Lady Sarah 69 with my Twitter.
So, oh, that's so cool. Okay, so I should not go around saying I'm a bear hug babe because I'm not a cam girl.
You're not official.
People will be like, you're false advertising. That's so cool. You have so much going on. You have so many cool turn-ons looking at your profile. I love it all, but there's something else you have going on that I think Skin and I don't know about, something called Twitch. What is Twitch?
Okay, so Twitch is it's a website where a lot of gamer girls and gamers go on, but I actually, I use it as an IRL feed, and I go on there, and it's basically my safe for work cam. So I'll go on there and hang out like I would on cam, but under Sinful Servant, so that it's not sex work related at all, because it's not supposed to be.
And what's like the theme of Twitch? Is it, you said gaming, or what is it?
For Twitch, for me, it's in real life. Like, I'll just sit there and chit chat. But for other people, it's for gamers. So they'll be playing a game and people will watch them and hang out with them or play games with them. But I don't game well. I'm awful at it. So I'll just sit there and chit chat and hang out and wherever I'm at, like restaurants, hotel rooms, wherever, and just talk to people. Just like I do on camera, but I'm clothed.
Yeah, seems completely different than what you're doing on StreamMate.
Exactly. Yes. That's why it's also under Sinful Servant versus Lady Sarah.
Yeah, I'd prefer the StreamMate version, Andrew.
Yeah, well, I think I was going to go right back to that. I'm like, I'm on your StreamMate profile again now.
Yeah, we're looking at what turns you on, Lady Sarah, and you say being watched. Tell us about that and why you love it so much.
Okay, so I love being watched, which is why I joined Cam. And by being watched, I mean I just love to be watched in general, like being usually playing with myself, having fun. It turns me on knowing that I'm getting them off while I'm getting off, and they're watching me get off.
I think that's hot. Yeah, I mean, I love being watched too in certain ways. It's just so fun to talk to other girls that also enjoy it well, because there's so much shyness in the world. I'm like, just if it's making other people happy, no one's getting hurt, why not? And you love having your hair being pulled. Now, you probably know this. Some people pull hair really wrong. Can you explain to everyone out there how to properly pull the hair of a hot, beautiful woman such as yourself?
So first you start at the nape of your neck and you like give it like a little bit of a massage kind of, and then you just grab it right there lightly and you tug just a tiny bit, and then you work your way down to the bottom where you can like curl your fingers and then pull back a little bit. Of course, when you're in doggy style, it's perfect.
Well, I think that description was perfect.
Yes.
I was not expecting all that. I was like, get it, girl. I was just like, if you would have asked me, I would have just said, pull at the root, not at the end. Well, you are so awesome. Your personality is great. I love that you do spend so much time online on, you know, a bunch of different platforms, so people of all kind of desires and interests can get to know you. We're talking to Lady Sarah, everyone. Check out her profile. It's Lady Sarah EXO on Stream 8. And you can also find her on Twitter, LadySarah69. And Sarah is spelled S-E-R-R-A. It was such a pleasure talking to you, and we wish you well, love.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, you too. Now, I wanted to talk to you about a show called Power. And show Power from the Stars Network? Does that ring a bell with you?
I've heard several people talk about it, but I haven't watched it.
So Power's in its fifth season, and this was just the second episode this weekend, and this Chelsea Watts had a really good nude scene. Actually, we're featuring
really
this.
Really good nude scene.
Oh my God, how about the bootay on her? Well, we're featuring this on the front page of MrSkin.com because we love it so much. But yeah, the bottom line is she is getting banged up against a window in an apartment, but Andrea, look at that butt as she walks around the apartment. Is this not candidate for best butt of 2018? I mean, that's going to be a tough one to beat.
Dude, I'm loving this whole thing. Everything I'm seeing, I'm loving. I mean, not only is she getting banged up against a huge window in some sort of high rise, but it looks like there's another hot babe on her knees.
Yeah.
Like, this is some sort of really crazy three-way. I'm all about it. And yeah, she's got an ass that just won't quit. I love her hair. I love her boobs. I mean, I'm her new biggest fan, I think.
Yeah, isn't that great? So
amazing.
Yeah, we're all over this show Power, the great nudity from last night, and it's being featured on the front page of MrSkin.com, so you could check that out. So, yeah, it's so far so good on television, but I actually have a little more to get to. So
let's do it.
So, Andrea, there's one other television show I wanted to get to, and it's interesting because I can't remember in all the times I've done these 105 episodes of the podcast, we've ever talked about an Indian television show. I'm talking from India, but there's a movie called Sacred Games.
I haven't heard of it. Is it in a different language or is it in English?
That's a good question. I got to tell you, I don't even know because I just seen the nude scenes and
my kind of guy.
Yeah, I've just seen the nude scenes, but what I know about it, because I did a little research, it's a Netflix series and they teamed up with some company in India. And that's what's Netflix has been doing a lot of this where, you know, they'll get these cool shows from other countries and play it. So usually what they do is in both languages. So I'm going to assume that's what they're doing for this show, Sacred Games. But it's all Indian babes. So if you have curry fever, you got to check it out. So there were like four or five great nude scenes. Our guys went through the first seasons. It was released on July 6th. And it's called Sacred Games. And it's based on a novel of the same name. It's written by this Vikram Chandra. And it follows this jaded cop as he tries to take down a notorious crime lord. And again, I haven't seen it. I've just... it just came out and it just caught my eye because I don't know, there's something really sexy about beautiful Indian women and there's a ton of them in this. And there were some scenes, I didn't even show you the one scene where this girl is getting kind of banged from behind and she's got the swingers going in the front where her boobs are. It's just like unbelievable. But and they're not even actresses I'd ever heard of because they're all Indian actresses, but really good stuff. And it's called Sacred Games, a new release from Netflix, and something fun for us to keep track of and definitely one of the better television shows for nudity so far this year.
I'll tell you, I think that Indian women, totally underrated. I think some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life are Indian. And I mean, I see like, I go to a lot of Indian restaurants and things, and there's these Bollywood things playing on the screens. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why are these women not like more famous?
Right,
they're absolutely stunning.
Gorgeous.
I mean, I'm so beautiful. It's almost mind blowing. So I'm really glad that there's a show like this that can almost highlight the culture more in a very sexy way, because these women are goddesses and they own it. And I love it. I'm all about it.
And I always feel like when hot Indian women's boobs get big, they remind me of like Italian or Jewish breasts. They're like, you know what I'm saying? Like that darker color and stuff. Yeah. So big fan and big fan of that. I remember when I was living in the city when I was single, I lived in this high rise and on the first floor of our building was this Indian restaurant that had a bar and it was Indian food in the first floor of the building. So all of a sudden, like, I move into this high rise, and every Friday around like 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, they would have like an Indian business young people thing where it'd be like these.
Like Indian, a mixer?
Yeah, mixer, like every Friday at the bar. So cool. I'd walk by going up to my apartment, I'd look in, and there'd be all these beautiful Indian, like young urban Indian women from Chicago. That's the first time I was like, holy geez, are these women hot. So anyway, now you see why I'm into this new TV show, Sacred Games on Netflix. I can't help it, but it's very cool. So.
Well, hopefully you're opening the eyes to some people who never thought that way. Now they're going to be like, oh, Skin was right. These babes are banging.
No, they really are. So check it out at our website, yeah. Sacred Games, new release. So anyway, I wanted to get in, before we wrap up, I wanted to talk about some movies that came out. Now, I'm going to... Uh-oh.
Yes!
Right, Wheel of Skin. Almost forgot about this. This is the part of the show where CP, the EP, spins the Wheel of Skin and picks an actress that I could riff about and talk about her nude skinography. I, of course, am Pat Say Jack Off. You are?
Vagia White.
Yes, and this is a Merck and Griffin production, and this has been fun because CP just pulls the wildest names out of a hat for me to talk about. So, CP, go ahead and spin the Wheel of Skin.
All right. And we have Sean Young.
Oh, do you know who Sean Young is, Andrea?
I have no idea who Sean Young is. Maybe not by name.
Well, she was in some famous movies like Blade Runner, Dune. Do you remember No Way Out with Kevin Costner? Does that ring a bell?
No.
I think she was Gordon Gekko's wife in Wall Street, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, there was a time when she was pretty big, like when those movies came out in the 80s. Look her up online. Yeah, back when those movies came up, she was pretty popular. And I remember she had a whole thing where, like, she was on the set of... Dick Tracy and Warren Beatty. She accused Warren Beatty that he wanted to sleep with her, and then she said when she wouldn't, he kicked her off the movie, and there was a whole scandal there. And then she had this crazy thing with James Woods where I think he sued her for stalking him. I remember she supposedly in the trades or in the press, they said she left a disfigured doll.
What?
At his house and all this weird stuff. And she wanted to play Catwoman. She wanted the part, and she wore the Catwoman mask in public and looked insane. And there was this big rumor that she glued James Woods' penis to his thigh. That was a rumor. I don't know if that happened. But
oh my! So she sounds like a little bit of a
crazy as hot.
Crazy
is hot sometimes.
Girls give the best head. That's what I've heard.
All right,
so
let's
just put it out
who
there.
Who am I to argue? But yeah, it's all those things. And I think she never hit it huge in Hollywood. I mean, she's continued to work throughout the 2000s, but never to the level when she started in those big movies I talked about with Blade Runner and Dune and all that. But she was A-list for a while. But anyway, mm-hmm. that's why you haven't heard of her, Andrea, because she was gluing penises, allegedly.
I definitely know who she is looking at her images.
Okay, you know how she is. But now let's get to the important stuff. Nudity. I have to tell you, she could be... She's definitely in the top 10 of famous mainstream actresses for the most nude scenes. She's been nude in 20 movies. 20.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I could talk about a ton of them, but big ones. Like, do you remember, and this is a movie, if you don't remember it, you should watch it with your hubby sometimes, No Way Out, a movie with Kevin Costner from 1987. It's a cool political thriller. Yeah, it's really good with Gene Hackman, and she had a really nice sex topless scene. Some great. She has a really good like banana boobs, which I'm a fan of.
Yes.
You know, they kind of curve up. She had a movie called The Killer Within in 2004, where she got completely naked. But I got to tell you, the movie to see if you are a Sean Young fan is a movie called Love Crimes in 1991. About an hour and 1 minute in,
Okay.
She's with this guy who's a, he acts like he's a photographer to seduce women. And she's a, I want to say she was like a district attorney or something. And she goes after him, but then they have a relationship. And then they have this weird, almost like a, I don't want to say a kidnapping thing, but like she's at his place. But there's a scene an hour and 1 minute into this movie where Sean Young stands up and is completely naked with one of the bigger bushes of all time, which of course is something I like. And what a great nude scene. It's one of my favorite nude scenes of the 90s. Sean Young in Love Crimes from 1991. One of the greats. And like I said, she's been naked 20 times, so there's plenty of other movies to check out. But that scene in Love Crimes is the go-to Sean Young movie or scene for nudity.
I mean, she just seems like an unlimited source of not only good nudity, but crazy content in general. I mean, I would think we struck gold with her.
Yeah, that's a great question, CP. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And it's this is the Wheel of Skin has become a favorite because I don't get to do the on the spot ask me actresses, but I do get love to do it in the podcast. So thank you. That was
totally
great. So anyway, so I was starting to talk about movies and there's a couple movies I wanted to get to that came out while we were gone. Now, this one's going to freak you out. There's a movie called Ismail's Ghosts that I've mentioned it to you before.
Yes, we've briefly discussed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a French film starring Academy Award-winning actress Marianne Cotillard, who's about 42 or 43 years old. And she plays a filmmaker whose life goes into a tailspin because of a former lover returning into her life, and she's just about to embark on the shoot of a new film. But we don't care about that stuff. She actually won an Academy Award for La Vie en Rose, which was that movie about Edith Piaf, the singer. And she's fantastic actress, Edith Piaf. I think I'm pronouncing it right, but I always mess it up. But anyway, so here's the thing. In this movie, Ismail's Ghosts, which just came out on Blu-ray, and like I said, now remember what I said to you, she's 42 years old. Now, she's done great nude scenes in other movies like Pretty Things and different. So we know what she looks like. In fact, she's been naked 17 times.
Wow.
In this scene, she walks towards this guy. Andrea, something is fishy about this scene. she looks way too good. Way too good for 42.
I mean, come on.
So let me tell you.
Yeah.
This nude scene, if this was real, would be my favorite nude scene of the year. The problem is it's CGI and we have proof.
And okay, really, give me the proof, man. Tell me everything you know.
The proof is in the pudding because
the panty pudding.
Yeah, there was a what happened was as soon as this movie came out, everyone was like, no way. No way could she look this good at 42 years old. I mean, that is like a 24-year-old body walking
absolutely
towards this guy.
Absolutely. I was like generously saying maybe a 29-year-old body double. I don't know.
Andrea, there's not even like a stretch mark,
there's
a wrinkle,
nothing.
Now, what they did, and it's really, this is where things get really tough for
there's
a guy
not
like
even
me,
a
is
circle.
I mean, the CGI world is getting so good. I mean, remember the end of season 5 of Game of Thrones where Lena Headey had to do the Walk of Shame and they did it with Rebecca Van Cleve's body and her head. And it was that you could kind of tell if you were sharp. This, I've looked at this 100 times and you can't tell, but here's what happened. Mm-hmm. So when they were filming this movie, she was pregnant. Yes. So the problem is that they had some paparazzi pics during the filming of this movie, and she looked totally different than what you're seeing in the scene. Plus the fact that everyone who saw this was like, there's no way it could be her. So right away, there was a lot of suspicion. So the kind of consensus is not only from us, but people that actually take the time to care about this stuff in the world and online agree that this is a CGI nude scene, which it's a bummer because it's such a fantastic full frontal nude scene. It's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Now, did they CGI it to try to look like her normal body, or were they trying to give her a better body? You know what I mean? Because how do people know it wasn't
her?
Here's
the problem. Like, all of her best nude scenes were in the mid-90s and early 2000s.
So she was super skinny?
Well, yeah, and it was a long time ago, and it's like you can't look exactly the same 20 years later. I mean,
absolutely not.
Yeah, so anyway, the scene is, it's not her, but I wanted you to see it, and it points out one of the tough tough issues is in moving forward. Like, you know, it used to be like, is this a body double or not? Did you see the face with the body? But it's a lot more complicated now.
Yeah, now the face is on the fake body.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
now
holy
it's just
geez.
Crazy and it's computer generated. I mean,
so
this
in this
is...
time, yeah, the face is real. Everything else is fake or someone else's body. So yeah, yeah. Anyway, so that came out. And then a couple other things. There's a much anticipated movie called Submission.
Okay.
We've been waiting for. It came out on July 3rd. It, somebody... one of our skin scouts saw it at a film fest, so we knew it was coming. And Addison Timlin, the female lead in this, talked about it and how long her nude scene was with Stanley Tucci. So we knew all about this in advance, but it's finally out. And it's definitely a top 10 nude scene of the year also. So we had some really good stuff this week.
Nice.
And in the movie, Stanley Tucci plays a kind of a cynical college professor, and he takes this interest in this talented young writer played by Addison Timlin. Well, so Addison Timlin, we knew from season 4, episode 1 of Californication. She was playing a actress trying to be in a movie that David Duchovny ended up hooking up with, and she seduced David Duchovny. She was super hot, and we were blown away by her then. Well, in this movie, and Andrew, there's something, and I don't know if you could see it in what he sent, but you probably can't. Okay. Not only is she completely nude with Stanley Tucci, and it's kind of an awkward, weird scene. He like chips his tooth right when they're about to have sex. It's like goofy, but the scene goes on for like three and a half minutes. But Andrea, not only is she completely nude, she is wearing black boots that come up just above her knee, which to me adds another like, you know, I don't know how many points to the greatness of the scene.
It adds a lot of points. Yeah. I'm with you. There's nothing better than a good fuck me boot. Okay.
Oh
my
God.
I'm all about it.
It's unbelievable. So like, not only do you get Addison Timlin, you know, with Stanley Tucci, she is completely nude. Now I will admit you don't see her Stanley Cucci, but it is her breasts and butt. For a long, long time in the scene. But then you throw the black leather boots on that go above her knee, and that is sexy as hell.
And I think it's really hot, too, even though Stanley Tucci is not sexy to me and I don't really want to watch him engage in any action. When he starts sucking on her boob, it's really hot. Like, really, really hot. So it's not just nudity in this scene. It's, like, pretty graphic, and it's very hot, and you're right. Before you mentioned the fuck me boots, that's where my eyes went, too. I was like, is that boots? Are those over the thigh-high stockings?
And it's really hot.
It's so hot.
And it's always cool. Like, this is her dorm, and he's a professor. So it's, like, all these levels of hot. And you know, the whole hot for teacher thing is always a cool taboo subject that we're into. So anyway, really good nude scene, really cool. It's brand new release. It's called Submission, and you could see really great nudity here from a Mr. Skin favorite that Addison Timlin that we love. So check that out. And then Andrea, last but not least, another cool movie came out. And I think people will be blown away that fan favorite Gina Gershon is naked this week in a new movie.
Yes!
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Are you like me? And I feel she's one of the sexiest women in Hollywood.
Me too.
Yeah.
Always loved her.
Yeah, and this is actually a funny movie. I know Leslie Mann's in it, Gina Gershon. It's called Blockers. It came out on Blu-ray on July 3rd, and it's like a coming-of-age comedy about kids on their prom night and their overprotective parents, like helicopter parents, want to stop their daughters from losing their virginity. And it's actually a very funny movie, and it's like a teen sex comedy from the parents' point of view, so it's kind of a cool thing as a fan of teen sex comedies like I am. This is a cool movie, but you get a bonus of Gina Gershon, who hasn't done a nude scene since 2011. The movie Killer Joe was the last time she was nude, but her husband is Gary Cole, and they do this they're into kinky sex, and in this scene, she has a
little tutu and a mask on.
A tutu, nothing else, and a mask on. And it's really, really, really hot scene. And she's walking around trying to find him in the house. And it's a funny scene. I don't want to give away too much, but awesome view of Gina Gershon. Still awesome rack at age 56 years old.
Dude, she has awesome everything. She, I think, was the first person who made me or gave me the ability to be turned on by lips alone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Her mouth is so sexy.
Yeah,
I
was hottest lip curl ever, right.
Oh my God, like she's something else. And then you look at the rest of her body, she's not only has like amazing lips, but she's gorgeous. Her body, flawless. Her boobs, yeah. Perfect. Like I'm obsessed with her.
And a great personality and has done some landmark. She, of course, was in the greatest movie of all time, Showgirls Nude, very nude. She was in Bound, one of the great lesbian scenes in the history of cinema. So yeah, you don't have to say much. Gina Gershon, when she does nudity, it's a big celebration at the Mr. Skin offices. And the movie Blockers is out and Gina Gershon is naked, and I think that's a great way to wrap up this week's podcast number 105, Andrew.
I couldn't agree with you more. What an amazing podcast, and ending on Gina Gershon just made my heart sing. I want to remind everyone, call the show if you have a question for Skin, 484 Skin Pod, and maybe he'll answer it on the show. And of course, we'll send you some great Skin swag. But we covered so much today. It's like there was butt implants, lots of nude showers and bathing, three ways, Indian titties, and that was just on TV.
Yeah.
Then we had the fuck me boots, CGI, and Gina Gershon in a tutu. And
don't forget on the curry big fever. Don't forget curry fever. Yes.
I'm about to go to the Indian buffet right now, like straight up. All right.
Yeah, and that was,
this has been such a fun show. Thanks again, Skin, and we'll see everyone next week.
You got it, Andrew. Take care.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.